Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 4th through 10th, 2008. This week, Israeli military stepped up attacks in the West Bank and its naval forces continue to attack Palestinian fishermen in Gaza. Meanwhile, Palestinians are closer than ever to unity agreement in Cairo. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with non-violent actions in the West Bank, where harvesting olive trees becomes a task that needs international support and non-violent intervention. At least 14 protesters were wounded in the village of Bilayin near the West Bank city of Ramallah Friday afternoon. The residents of Bilayin, accompanied by international and Israeli human rights activists, marched following the Friday prayer towards the gate in the fence in an attempt to go to their land to harvest the olive trees. Israeli troops operating at the gate prevented them and showered them with rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas. Four were moved to the hospital for treatment as their wounds were moderate, while the others suffered light injuries and were treated by field medics. The protesters carried signs condemning the wall and fence Israel is building on the village's land, while others carried ladders and tools they used to harvest the olive trees. The olive harvest started in the early hours of the morning in the village. However, due to the wall, the Israeli villagers could not harvest the trees behind the wall. As a result of the construction of the wall in Bilayin, the village lost nearly half of its land. The Israeli High Court ordered the army to remove the wall in a way that would allow the villagers to retrieve almost half of the confiscated land. However, the court ruling is still not implemented. Meanwhile, in the nearby village of Na'alin, Israeli forces prevented Palestinian farmers from harvesting their olives. At least 100 Israeli peace activists came to assist in the harvest in solidarity with the villagers of Na'alin. The presence of international and Israeli activists during previous harvest seasons has allowed many Palestinians to harvest the olives, especially in orchards where Israeli settlements or military bases were set up. According to some of the peace activists, Israeli forces used tear gas and concussion grenades to disperse the farmers and their supporters who were heading to the olive orchards. However, no injuries were reported. In the southern part of the West Bank, the Israeli soldiers dispersed international Israeli and Palestinian activists who assembled in a protest against the wall in the village of Al-Ma'asara near Bethlehem on Friday afternoon. The protest started after the noon prayer in the village and headed towards the construction site of the wall. However, Israeli troops halted them and prevented them from continuing towards the wall and showered them with tear gas and concussion grenades. No injuries were reported. The villagers of Al-Ma'asara and the neighboring villages have been organizing weekly protests in the past 2 years in bid to stop the construction of the wall on their land, which is the main source of income for most of the villagers. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rishmawi. As Palestinian-Israeli peace talks are stalled, different talks are underway in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. The ongoing talks are intra-Palestinian that are meant to reach a settlement of current Palestinian division. Meanwhile, Israeli foreign minister in charge of the Israeli government assured this week that Palestinian-Israeli peace negotiations should continue. IMEMC's Jessica Husley has more.
Rival Palestinian factions in Gaza and the West Bank are currently meeting in Cairo under the patronage of Egyptian mediators in order to sort out internal differences following more than a year of separation between both Palestinian regions. The talks are focused on ending the differences between Hamas in Gaza and Fatah in the West Bank, as Hamas sources said this week that an agreement on major points of standoff have been maintained. Representatives of Fatah and Hamas have both confirmed that they will meet by the end of this month, preceded by a trilateral meeting involving Egyptian mediators. The main points of conflict include reforming the Palestine Liberation Organization on a national and professional basis, reconstructing the security services in light of 2006 election results, and returning the situation back prior to June of 2007. The two parties formed a national unity government in February of 2007 after meeting in the Saudi Arabia city of Mecca. 4 months later, fighting broke out in Gaza, resulting in Hamas takeover of the coastal region and ejection of Fatah allied security services from the Strip. at the Palestinian-Israeli political level, Israeli Foreign Minister and Chairwoman of the caretaker government assured her Palestinian counterparts that the peace process will continue as planned in the Washington-sponsored Annapolis summit meeting in November of last year. Her Palestinian negotiations counterpart, Ahmed Khoury, said that any Palestinian-Israeli talks, excluding the status of occupied East Jerusalem, will not move forward. Both sides have been negotiating over reaching a two-state solution by the end of this year, in accordance with the outcome of the Annapolis conference. However, commentators believe that such a deal is not possible due to the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. For IMEMC, this is Jessica Holsey.
As truce deal in Gaza enters its fourth month, Israeli naval forces continue to shoot at fishermen while on board their ships near the Gaza shores. Meanwhile, Israeli sources in Gaza warned this week of an Israeli military invasion of Gaza soon. More with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli naval forces shouldn't wonder a Palestinian fisherman while on board his ship near the Gaza shores. The attacks towards the fishermen have been non-stop since an Egyptian brokered a truce deal between Israel and the Gaza-based factions came into effect in June of this year. A Scottish international activist, who is still present in Gaza from the Free Gaza boat, which he broke the siege on August 23, took footage of the Israeli naval vessels while shooting at fishermen. The assaults on Palestinian fishing boats come as Israel imposes a crippling blockade on the coastal region since the Islamist Hamas party took over the area amidst factional fighting with Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in June of last year. Meanwhile, this week the Israeli soldiers manning the northern Gaza Strip checkpoint of Eretz denied entry of a medical crew to Gaza. The delegation is made up of 9 Arab Israeli doctors who are supposed to conduct surgeries for a stranded patient. The human rights group, Physicians for Human Rights, condemned the Israeli denial of such doctors during this time when Israel continues to close the Gaza crossings. The local popular committee for breaking the Israeli blockade on Gaza declared this week that the death toll of patients who are unable to get medical attention from hospitals outside of the Gaza Strip due to the crossings closure has mounted to 247. For other news, the spokesman of the Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, Abu Ubaidah, warned this week of what he believed an imminent Israeli military invasion of Gaza. The Hamas spokesman believed that underway Israeli military exercises around the eastern part of Gaza are meant at invading the region, suppressing Palestinian resistance factions' right to defend any Israeli attacks. Earlier this week, Israeli army spokesman Avi Haidari confirmed in a press statement that current army exercises are routine ones and have nothing to do with any army actions against the coastal territory. On the internal level, the Hamas-led government halted arrest campaigns against supporters of the rival Fatah party as national unity talks are underway in Cairo with the purpose of wrapping up the division profile once and for all. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli military stepped up attacks on the West Bank, mainly farmlands, amidst the olive-picking season as the Israeli soldiers shot and wounded several residents. IMEMC's Mark Turner with the details.
This week, the Israeli military tightened security measures imposed on the West Bank by closing the region completely under the pretext of Jewish holidays. Also, Israeli troops attacked Palestinian farmers while working in their olive farms, erecting a fence around a 3-dunam-width farm in the city of Tel Karam. Farmers in the city of Salfit reported several Israeli military assaults while harvesting their olives, which is the main source of income for the West Bank population. The Minister of Agriculture, Mohammed Al-Agha, warned of what he called a systematic Israeli assault on the Palestinian agricultural sector due to the attacks on olive farmers. 5 farmers in Kabatia City complained to the Israeli Magistrate Court about Israeli settlers' unwillingness to evacuate an illegal settlement block in their area. The reference settlement was supposed to be evacuated last year, according to a decision by the Israeli government. In the meantime, the Israeli military stormed a number of West Bank cities, including Jenin, Tel Karam, Hebron, and Bethlehem, rounding up more than a dozen residents. 12 residents were reportedly detained at several checkpoints in the West Bank as Israeli further restricted movement of Palestinians during the Jewish holidays of Yom Kippur and Sukkot. This week, in the city of Nablus, Israeli troops shot and wounded a number of Palestinian residents during clashes between locals and Israeli soldiers. In other news, Hamas said this week that the Fatah-affiliated Palestinian security services in the West Bank arrested 17 members and supporters of Hamas in several West Bank cities. The de facto governments of Hamas in Gaza and Fatah in the West Bank have been trading arrests since Hamas consolidated internal control of the Gaza Strip in June of last year. Mahmoud Abbas subsequently outlawed the democratically elected Islamist Party in the West Bank. Abbas has called Hamas's seizure of Gaza a coup against legitimacy. Elsewhere this week, clashes broke out between dozens of Arab and Jewish residents in the Israeli city of Akka. Israeli police revealed that the clashes erupted when, during the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, an Arab family drove their car within a predominantly Jewish Orthodox area of the city. For IMEMC.org, this is Mark Turner.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant update, check out our website www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and George Shmawi.